Hola, this is Jani, and here are my thoughts and updates on new Korean dramas. Yes. I'm so happy ngayong October dahil simula na ng mga Korean dramas na inaabangan ko. And in this episode of This is Jani, I'll be sharing with you chicas, charot, details on recent events on K-drama world. Yes, recent events talaga. Balita. First, update ko muna kayo sa kung ano yung mga pinapanood ko ngayon. Not that it matters, pero baka gusto nyo lang malaman. If you are following me in social media, that's This is Jani Pod in Instagram. You'd know na I'm into watching ongoing dramas. I think mga 6 or 7 yung pinapanood ko ngayon. But so far naman, nakaka-catch up. Kinakaya naman, guys. Alam kong hardship siya, pero di ko ma-let go eh. Gusto ko sila lahat panoorin. I'm currently watching, yung patapos na is yung Do You Like Brahms? And Record of Youth. Siguro mga few episodes na lang or few weeks. Malapit na silang matapos. And then I'm also watching 18 again. More Than Friends. Tale of the Nine-Tailed. Dodo, Sol, Sol, Lala, Sol. Ang hirap nung title na yan. And Private Lives. And recently, magsa-start na yung Start Up and Search. So, yun yung mga dramang inaabangan ko and pinapanood ko ngayon. And if you want to know more about these dramas na na-mention ko, check out my previous episodes and this week's upcoming episodes. Gumawa ko ng short episode for each drama. Sana short. Gumawa ko ng episode sharing what are my first impression and thoughts and how is the drama so far. So check out those, yung mga previous and upcoming K-drama episodes ko. Okay? Anyway, for today's episode on K-drama current events, yes, I'll be talking about JTBC's More Than Friends. This one premiered last week of September, but they had to stop airing, I think, 1 week to give way for the Korean New Year, the Chuseok. So, it's on its 6th episode, or maybe when I upload this podcast, nasa 8 na siya. And it's airing every Fridays and Saturdays. It's starring my favorite young actors, Shi Yeon and Ong Sung-woo. Little background lang about these two actors. Actually, medyo bago pa lang sila. Bagets pa sila. Shi Yeon's notable drama were He is Psychometric with Jin Young in 2019. And early this year, siya din yung nasa Meow, The Secret Boy. While si Ong Song-woo, he was a member of 101, the boy group, yes, Korean boy group. And he debuted as an actor, I think, in Moment of 18, in 2019 as well. So, yun yung mga first leading roles nila na napanood ko. Okay, More Than Friends is a romance drama about two longtime close friends, Kyung Woo-yeon and Lee So. Woo-yeon, the girl, has a one-sided crush with her friend Lee So for more than, I think, 10 years. Finally, she decided to give up, yung parang let go na. However, after long years naman of not wanting a relationship, Lee So, the guy, starts to see her in a different light. Diba? Timing nga naman, ang complicated. But so let me talk about first pala, about the main characters. Woo-yeon, our lovely, crazy female lead. She is a hardworking part-timer, pero ang true job niya or ang passion niya talaga is calligraphy. Then we have this male lead, this cocky but sensible leading man, Lee So. Siya naman, he became a famous photographer. The drama actually starts from their high school days and how they were nung teenager pa sila and school life. So, and also how they met their group of friends. And given the pretty and fresh face ni So Ye-yeon and Ong Sung-woo ng mga actors na to, ang ganda and on point yung kanilang chemistry. I think they have this, both of them have this fresh and, ano, alam ang tawag doon, parang ang innocent looking faces. And yung chemistry nila from being friends and slowly how it seemed to be more than friends, sabi sa title, though sa simula, you might feel frustrated sa lead characters. Like for Wooyeon, the girl, since she is all over the place, finding her way para magsakit sa career and sa love life niya. And with Lison naman, you'll feel frustrated kasi parang may pagka-arrogant yung character niya. And he keeps treating Wooyeon na medyo misleading. Tapos hindi naman siya makapag-commit. Yes, nakarelate, charot. But I think that's what got me hooked dun sa palabas. Yung frustration ko sa characters. Like, Jebal, please. Because yes, some love can be childish and frustrating din naman. Like theirs, diba? Yung bang feeling mo minsan ayaw mo nang main love sa person na yun, but you can't help it. But how do we grow up from that? And how do we face this type of feelings? Yun yung para sa akin pinapakita nung drama so far. The drama gives out a very youthful vibe so far and super nakakakilig kasi young love and alam mo yun, high school life. And I find it refreshing and relaxing yung visuals nila. Ang ganda nung kumbaga yung color palette, yung kulay nung palabas. Like with the scenes also and location kasi there were scenes na shot initially sa Jeju Island. So, ang bright and fresh ng mga tanawin, but really, you'll enjoy it visually. So, if like me, you are into bittersweet push and pull love story and visually pleasing dramas, you might want to check out More Than Friends. I am looking forward actually to how the characters would develop, not only yung mga bida but also yung mga supporting characters or friends nila. Like how love, career, and life can be messy, yet it always give us a learning experience. Parang, I think that's the vibe nung nabinibigay na tong drama. That's More Than Friends so far. Initially, ito pa lang yung masasabi ko about it. And honestly, I'm enjoying it kasi gusto ko yung mga bida, yung mga characters. And that's it for this K-drama impressions episode. For comments, suggestions, updates, please follow me in my Instagram account. This is Johnny Pod. Until the next episode, bye!